Modern spirituality has it wrong. If you follow guidance online, especially on social media, you'll hear a lot about raising your vibration, higher levels of vibration, and you'll start resonating with other people, and then you'll become more successful. Whilst I can't deny there is a merit in thinking big, I also feel like this is only half the picture. Isn't it interesting how most spiritualities clearly state that there is a yin and a yang, a heaven and a hell? There is a alternative or a polar opposite to both. So when you hear individuals online speaking about one part, but not the polar opposite, this should be an indicator that they don't really understand spirituality. It's very easy in the modern world to record content that sounds good, looks great, get AI to edit it, get a few sound bites, good for your ego, everyone loves a good quote. However, where I sit in this area is tangible things that you can do that actually change your life. It's okay to be sat at home visualizing success, but if you don't do anything towards it, guess what? You're not going to become successful. I have a better suggestion for you. It's something that's been serving me for the past 15 years since I launched my company, Social Attraction, and been traveling around the world coaching single men to get the dating life that they want. I believe that you should utilize the lower vibration energy in a way that serves you. I'm someone who wakes up in the middle of the night, and rather than lying down and complaining, I will use that time to do something productive, such as visualizing success. Last night, I even got up out of bed to make some adjustments to a document I'm working on. So I believe that you can use anything in your environment to help you towards your goals. So the first step in this process is to make sure you actually have a goal. So when I'm working with my clients on my self-confidence and dating confidence courses, what do you want? Why do you want it? What are the real reasons? Who would you like to date? As much information as possible, because that helps us to be really targeted in our approach. Now, the great news about setting goals is that to do it effectively, what you're saying to yourself is, I'm not happy where I am. That's another phrase for goal setting, right? You want to achieve a goal because you're unhappy where you are. And this is the part where a lot of modern spirituality misses. When you set a goal, for me, that goal needs to be a lot bigger than you initially think. And you need to go through iterations of why till you get to a goal that is literally going to get you up at 5 a.m. every day, motivated towards its success. Okay, that's the level of goal setting that I want my clients to get to. That's the higher vibration, resonating with other people, success energy. Or is it? Whilst I understand that everyone perceives and feels that they're motivated towards goals and to feeling good and to success, we cannot deny that pain is a greater motivator. I'll say that again. Pain is the greatest motivator. If you've hurt yourself, sure, you don't really want to go to hospital. You don't like going to hospitals, but if you're in pain, you'll be motivated towards it. Now, why is this from a spiritual point of view? It's not necessarily just physical pain or emotional pain. I believe that we can tune in to a lower frequency that will aid our personal growth. The way in which I do this is I set a new goal and then I look at my life and I think about how much of a failure I am, how useless I am, how I've created this life, how I'm not good enough, and I'll stay there and I'll make myself so uncomfortable. I'm actually moving apartments in about a month's time. And the catalyst for that was setting a new higher ambition for my life and then sitting in my flat going, I don't like that. Why is that like that? Why am I accepting living in this way? That's not good enough. What am I doing here? I can tell you within 15 minutes, I was searching properties online. Within 3 days, I'd agreed to move to somewhere that fits my new expectation. There is something about using that negative energy to propel you towards success. I will go as far as to say, the lower you go with that negative energy, the higher you can go towards success. I have a very good friend of mine who runs his own business. And on average, his business generates around £100,000 a month. Now, February every year, his business only does £80,000. What's interesting about this is that every other business similar to his only does £30,000. I asked the question, why is it that yours does 80? And he said, because it annoys me. It absolutely annoys me. In February, I'm horrible to be around. All I do is complain about the lack of leads and the lack of sales. You may think, God, this guy is miserable. I don't. I think this guy's smart. Because what he's doing is using that energy to serve him. He's saying, this isn't good enough. I'm not happy about this. Why do you think he makes the additional sales? Because he's channeling the lower vibrations towards the life success that he wants. I love that. I really love that story. Take a look at your life at the moment. What are you unhappy with? And when I mean unhappy, I mean anything at all that annoys you. I used to have an office which was really, really lovely, and it was a recording studio. But something that really annoyed me is that there was a door that went through to someone else's office. Now, it was locked, but it annoyed me. So much so that I gave up this perfect office to move to a more perfect office because it annoyed me. And I think life success and personal growth is a series of unhappiness that you overcome to greatness. Have a look where you are right now. And just ask yourself the question, what aren't I happy with in my life? If you're listening to this, the chances are you're unhappy in your dating life. The chances are you're not getting the success that you want and you're not dating the women you want to date. You don't feel powerful in your dating life. You don't feel respected in your dating life. Well, I've got news for you. Allow those frustrations to enter your being. Allow them to take over. Allow them to express themselves. Allow yourself to feel frustrated, annoyed. What are you doing? You're a mess. Why have I wasted 10 years of my life on this? I'm an idiot. I'm useless. And I am not good enough. When you say these things to yourself, trust me, you also become bulletproof. It doesn't matter what anyone else says to me in my life, because I already say, have felt, and have believed that I am worse. If someone says you're fat, and you are, agree with them. Do you know what? I am. And then use it. Get frustrated. Get annoyed. When you're at that lower end of the frequency, that lower energy that every spiritual teacher or most spiritual teachers nowadays tell you to avoid, I'm here to tell you to use it instead. This is one of the secrets to success in life. I am at the stage of my life and my career where I believe this to be a natural law. I believe that you can use anything to serve you towards your goal. You wake up, you're tired and you're miserable. Yes. Today, I am going to complain about everything. I'm going to be annoyed at myself. I'm going to be frustrated at everything that I see because I know that I'm not going to want to stay there. You see, what people get wrong with this energy form is that they don't embrace it. They don't realize that strength lies within it. And instead, what they do, they make a few complaints, they keep it to themselves. They don't look around at how they're acceptable or how they are culpable. This brings me on to accepting personal responsibility. I've spoken about this a lot over the years, and I'm going to speak about it again right now because it's so important. When you're frustrated and you're in these lower frequencies and you're complaining about life, you're complaining about all these people. Listen, you're complaining about your friends. Guess what? They've probably got to go. Okay. If you want to work towards life success, get frustrated at every part of your life. Not getting the dating life you want, frustrated. Your friends are annoying you, frustrated. Not living in a big enough apartment, frustrated. All of these things can add only if you accept that you've created your life. Think about that again. Who's responsible for where you're standing or sitting or even lying down right now? Who is responsible for it? Now, the answer clearly is you. Now, once you accept this and you take a look in the mirror, guess what? You can begin to make some changes. And some changes that not only change your life, but they will change everyone's life that you come in contact with, because you will transform into a powerful human being who is unstoppable because you are using the right fuel. You're using the fuel of frustration, the fuel of annoyance, the fuel of accepting less, let's be honest here, less than what you can get in life. You are accepting mediocrity. You're looking down, not up. This, for me, is the yin and yang to spiritual energy, to spiritual development, and also overall personal growth. Now, if you're listening to this and you're kind of saying, yeah, I'm kind of annoyed about this, kind of annoyed about that, wake up. Wake up right now and get annoyed. What are you annoyed about? Something small. Get annoyed. You can feel it in me. I'm getting annoyed. Feel my energy. I'm getting ready to act because I've trained myself to use that force towards my success. If you're someone that follows spiritual guidance and you read the modern books on spirituality, it's important to recognize that your opinion is valid when you are consuming these types of content. What I mean by this is try it. Try it for yourself. Have an informed opinion on whether you think it works. Because I want you to try what I am advising in this episode. There's one thing that I want you to do now, to make it very, very simple. One thing that will completely change your dating life. And having helped so many people through this process for the past like 15 years, as I say, there is one current theme, and that's what we're going to do right now. If you have a pen and paper, take it out. If you've got a notebook or tablet, whatever it is, take something out right now. Okay, action. You're going to do something different now. Commit to doing it. Don't be like, oh, I'll do it later. Pause it. Get notes out on your phone. Whatever you need to do, do it now. Okay, what you're about to do is set a new cause in motion that will create a new effect in your life. Let's say that again. By doing something that I'm advising you to do right now, you are setting a new cause, which will create a new effect. I want you to put a line down the middle of a notebook. And on the right-hand side, I want you to just put bullet points of what you're looking to achieve in your dating life. I want to have a relationship. I want to have kids, whatever it may be. I want to have more women in my life. Okay, whatever it may be. I want you to write them down on the right-hand side. Very simple, easy way of doing this. If you want to make it more powerful, make your goal a little bit bigger. Now, what is interesting about this, when you look at it, I bet you're not motivated. I bet you look at it and go, yeah, that kind of looks cool, right? That kind of looks nice. Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that. Right? This is traditional goal setting, which doesn't work because you're not fueling yourself with the right energy. Now, on the left-hand side, this is where the magic happens. I want you to write out all the things that frustrate you, annoy you about your current circumstance. I mean everything, that girl that didn't text you back, the date that didn't go well, your lack of success on dating apps, your lack of success meeting women in bars and clubs. And I want you to get annoyed, and I want you to put a big list of all the things that frustrate you, all of them. Now, this can be 10 pages, I don't care. You need to get it out. Every single part that frustrates you, because this is going to motivate you to change your life. Like I say, by using this principle, by following what I'm suggesting, you are now setting a new cause in your life, which has to create a new effect. The more frustrated and annoyed you become, the more you're going to take control of your dating life. There's a few options for you. If you would like myself and my team's support in this process, you can schedule a free consultation call with my head coach regarding my social attraction training courses. This is an hour where you can speak to a professional and learn more about how our courses work. I created all of these courses. We take our clients through our social attraction system, which is a tried and tested way of getting you dating success. In over 15 years of delivering that system, we have never had a client not achieve the success he wants. It is really a phenomenal system. There's another option outside of that, which is if you want bespoke one-to-one mentoring with me. This comes at a much higher investment amount. However, if you've been following my work for some time, then the investment is worthwhile. It is not really a cost, because if you think about it, the cost of inaction leads to the effect of zero success. Once you've filled out and written out what you're frustrated about, then act on it. I've given you a few ways in which you can do this via a consultation with Peter Gunnery, my head coach, or by investing in a paid consultation with myself. I really hope that you've utilized what I've taught you today. It's taken me a long time to be able to work out why spirituality has this specific part wrong, especially modern spirituality, and be able to put it into a simple framework so that you can utilize it to achieve success in your dating life. Aside from this, just one sort of side note, I am writing a book which is sort of essentially an autobiography of the last 15 years of my life. And I've reorganized my life so that I'm able to actually finish the book. I've been writing it for 10 years. So hopefully this book will be available towards the end of this year. So I just wanted to document it now, mention it to people so that you can get a little bit excited by it. And then hopefully at the end of this year, my story will be available, which essentially is a story of personal growth, not giving up, committing to excellence. And there's a lot of learning lessons along the way. But once again, thank you very much for listening to my podcast. It means a lot that you give me your time. Hopefully I'm doing a good job in guiding you towards the life that you want. And if you do schedule a consultation call with me, I look forward to meeting you.